This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Spencer German potato salad on something over the weekend. I didn't think I would.
Well, Andy prefaced it. Am I telling tales
out of
school if I say this?
It was the worst take of the weekend on the station.
When the boss is coming in ranking the takes, we should add Andy Roth power ranked worst takes of the weekend.
I got the music. Let's go, Andy. Get down here.
He's got to get down here.
You put the bat signal on. He's going to come trotting down here.
But he has to do worst takes of the weekend.
Oh, we'll
it has to be worst takes of the weekend.
Here he comes.
Hold on.
I told you. Hit the music. There we go.
Power rank him, Andy. Worst takes of the weekend.
Here we go. Hit it. Hit the mic.
Lima for not showing up.
Oh, on Friday.
Well,
I gotta
go. The best thing is,
that's it. He's out.
So we had the one thing on Friday, which, by the way, it took 90 minutes because we had like 40 people there. I had no idea how many people worked at this station. There was a lot of people there, Tone. And let me just say this before we get back to the cast, because it's great. So I show up. And I'm there at about 10:20. And we're painting a fence at the Metro Parks. It's a whole group's there. And Big Tom, you know, Big Daddy's like, hey, where's Tone? And I'm like, you know, he's home with the kids, you know, things like that. And I gave you the excuse. I said, yeah, I had to go home, baby Izzy, you know, Mace Dog, the whole deal. And it got brought up again in front of one of our other bosses. And Keith was right there. And I go, well, you know, he's not there. Well, Peterlin was standing right next to us. And I swear to God, Peterlin goes, I have an infant at home. I'm here. And they're
no
like, yeah.
Peterlin passed.
And they go, yeah, Peterlin was there till midnight last night. I go, oh my God, that's right.
They painted the whole neighborhood.
We're painting this fence at the Metro Parks, and I'm making this excuse for him. Peterlin's like, I got a baby at home. I'm here.
Wax on, wax off.
Immediately, one of the salespeople goes, he was here till midnight last night. Where the hell's Lyman? That's no excuse. I went, oh,
This is where you realize when you don't have babysitting, it really does mess with everything. And in this case, it messed with our big volunteer work.
Yeah, but it was good. I enjoyed my time. Kelly on Q104 did a tremendous job with that. She heads up that event. She's put out the pictures on social media. Because I was later, I didn't show up right on time because we had the show, and then I had to talk to Andy about some things, and Andy and I were working to get out of here and go there. I got stuck with one of the small rollers, and it looked odd. I looked like a defensive lineman with a quarterback face mask. Like, as everybody else is holding a regular roller, and then I'm standing there with one of the small rollers. And I'm like, well, at least I don't have one of these, like, little brushes, because there were a couple guys with, like, I'm like, you're not going to be able to do anything.
Got to get all the nooks and crannies.
We got it done. Slats was going very fast. He went down to the other end so he could smoke. Also, we kind of had to, because he was basically taking like one roll and that was it. So there was a lot of bare spots there.
You said there was 40. Why not everyone just walk down in the line?
Like you're doing a search.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it got done quick. And then everybody else ate hot dogs. I went home. I did not eat any of the hot dogs. Sorry. But it was a good time. Almost as good a time as the Cavs playoff win over the Orlando Magic. How's that for a transition for you?
Where's the music? Where is the music?
Lima's literally excited, everybody. There are a lot of people accusing you of being a fraud today, which I actually don't agree with.
I know.
He's pushing my buttons as strong as he possibly can.
Is it because I was, because I did see some people over the weekend say, oh, Lima is going to pretend like he cared about this team when he was trashing them all year?
Because you were.
Yeah, there were times I was critical.
You were, but I think that you're probably hitting on a nerve with some people. I know you've hurt on a nerve with me.
I mean, I think through every year, is there ever a year where you're not critical of a team at all the entire year? Are there any years where you're just, and if you're not getting paid by the team, like I understand.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying there are people in town when you're paid by the team. You have to say nice things about the team all the time. What I'm talking about is there ever just a magical season? Like, think about the Cavs the year they won the championship. That was a tough year. There were tough stretches in a regular season where we're like, is this team ever going to – I mean, they fired the coach.
They fired the coach
that year. So, I mean, think about the best Browns year you can remember ever. What would you say – what, the Baker 2020, the playoff year? They got their act together that second half of the year. Baker was pretty incredible. There were tough stretches during that year where we didn't know. We didn't know if they'd even make the playoffs.
True. 216-474-0092. Nick in Cleveland. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I was out and about yesterday watching the Cavs game, and there was actually so much juice for the game, way more than I thought there would be. And everybody that I know, everybody that I hang out with, we are always grateful when there's a playoff appearance. From the first bucket made yesterday at the game, people were screaming. It was almost annoying a little bit, but people were screaming from the first bucket made until the very end. Everybody that I know is grateful for every playoff appearance, but also critical of the teams when it needs to be. And nobody I know was happy about that Browns playoff dud last year. So that's what I've seen. I don't know where the
I just wasn't mad. I don't think anybody was happy with it. Stay with me for a second, Nick. I don't think anybody was happy. I just wasn't mad. I was like, all right, we turned into a pumpkin here sooner than later. It happens. And then honestly, I do think that, you know, I think you could accuse the Browns, not you, but Tone as well, of just like, I think you could accuse us of being Pollyanna if Joe Flacco were coming back and being the starter. I think there has been a clear line in the sand where, okay, he's gone. Now we move on with Deshaun Watson. Well, people had questions about Deshaun Watson and the football team when he was the quarterback. So those questions are just going to arise again in a season where you need to put up or shut up. I think it's natural. Go ahead, Nick.
I mean, there's always going to be lingering questions, and you're right. Yeah, he was going to turn into a pumpkin sooner rather than later. But I was watching that game in Mexico, and 3 minutes into the third quarter, I turned it off. I was done. It was just no point. And I had a great rest of the day.
You talking about that Browns game?
The disappointment. Yeah.
See, that's where we're different. And I thank you very much for the call. I made sure to watch the whole thing, whether I liked it or not. I was like, well, I never know if they're going to go back, so I'm out.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
As well, just I'm disappointed, and it's not thrilling to see them get hammered like this, but I'm going to watch this whole thing. And then a buddy of mine sent a picture of his dog humping a pillow right in front of the television. Probably the most thrilling part of the afternoon for that family. Is it just the magic? Lyme and I were thrilled to start the show off.
I mean, we were
thrilled. Is it just the magic?
I thought it sounded loud. I thought it sounded hype for those fans that were there. And it turned out to be just a great sports day all the way around because the Guardians were at 6 o'clock, and I was coming in. Mm-hmm. I dropped the wife off at her brother's 40th birthday party. So she got to go to the Guardians game. And, you know, she said still a bunch of Cavs fans milling around. So that was good. I was definitely glad to see that because I did wonder, based on last week, I did wonder how pumped people would even be. Now, I did get plenty of reaction, and probably I've sparked some of this too. Hey, it's just the Magic. It's just Orlando. Big deal. Had they have played this team or this team or this team or this team, they'd have been in trouble. I kind of think that proves a lot of what Kobe Altman and that strategy. We've never really heard who the strategy came from about game 82 and what they were going to do in that game. We knew going into the game there was going to be no Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland was questionable. He didn't end up playing. And then obviously they took everybody off the floor in the middle of the game in the fourth quarter to the chagrin of many that were there. But I understood it because they didn't want to have to risk going up against potentially Joel Embiid and Philadelphia. What a great game that Philly and the Knicks were over the weekend. They didn't want to go up against Jimmy Butler. Now, of course, Jimmy Butler's injured, so it's a different story, but You wouldn't have known that, obviously, and they wouldn't have been played in the playing game to begin with.
Let me pour this foundation first. I was excited with how they played. I was excited with their effort. Obviously, it's a playoff game, so there's going to be effort, but I was excited with, I should say, their toughness. Now, I started off the show with the most basic of things that I could possibly write at the beginning of the game on Saturday, but it's still the basic thing where, you know, Paolo Banchero is easily their best player. I mean, they got other talented players. Jalen Suggs, a talented player and a good defender. But he's only 21, and I think that that's going to be the difference, is everything's going to have to be run through him. Well, you got guys that you can count on. I don't think that they're – I think that they're going to find out that Franz Wagner is probably not a guy for their long-term goals. Do you disagree with that? Maybe you disagree with that.
He struggled mightily.
You look at the box score, it doesn't look terrible, but he struggled, I thought.
A lot of garbage points.
Yeah, okay.
Once that game was
so you're with me on that.
15 to 20.
So, because I wrote that there in the notes – there's a lot of good, solid stuff that I just liked. I liked that they were so ice cold to the point of 17 straight missed threes. They were counting it during the broadcast, and they decided, you know what? Then they still shot 33s or attempted 33s, but they're still lower. They almost averaged 37 a game. I go back and look. In the regular season, they averaged almost 37 a game. So they stopped kind of forcing the issue a little bit.
I got to the free throw line.
They got open looks. They just couldn't do it. And I thought that exactly what you said. They got to the free throw line. They drove. They got the buckets. I thought the fouls were good fouls. I thought they committed smart, hard fouls. I thought they were chippy when they needed to be chippy. I thought that they were there to assert dominance. Guys, there's a lot about this team that I loved. However, you talk about the overall goal. I think that's what people are trying to say here. If it were just game 82. God, I hate going over game 82 again. Here we are. If it were just game 82, which there's a lot of sound reasoning you make of, guys, you had no Donovan Mitchell for most of the second half. You had no Evan Mobley for part of the second half. Darius Garland's been battling injuries, getting slapped in the face, and God knows what. People demanding satisfaction.
His back. He came
now his
in.
His back is injured.
They mentioned the back, and he was laboring at times in the third
quarter. Visibly. But I'll tell you this. When you say, well, they did that for a reason, I think that people get upset because it's like, you did this just for a first-round series? Like, if you did it for the greater good. Like, I used to make that big argument. Remember Dan Dockich was on, and he was upset that LeBron sat out again. I think it was Memphis, and that kid had the sign. And I'm thinking, I feel bad for you, son, but we got to do what we got to do. I got a generational player here. We got to win. We got to do it. Because it was before we won the championship, before we won the finals. I needed load management. I needed to argue for it. If it were that for the greater good of winning a championship, going to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think fans would be just about 100% on board with it. But if you're telling me that's my only goal, when you did trade a whole lot for him, is just to get past that first round, boy, that seems to be aiming really low for a lot of fans here. When they're used for, because it's not been that long since LeBron, and he's still a player in the NBA, we used to aim for the greatest prize after we gave up a lot for these players. And I think that's tough for a lot of fans to accept.
Yeah, and I'm trying to watch these games just one at a time because, look, if I'm just thinking long-term, I mean, they have Boston in the next round if they win. They're probably going to lose. Everybody will pick them to lose.
But I can be more open-minded by that
time. Yeah, I'm not going to let that rob me of any joy that I'm getting, you know, in this series potentially, especially for it being, hopefully, fingers crossed, the breakthrough series. It is why I was excited against – I knew they were going up against a really physical – a good defense, a solid defense, really the best defense in the NBA, I think, after the All-Star break. And I knew it was not going to be easy. You're going to see some ugly possessions. You're going to see some really ugly sequences. And we saw that. Darius, Max Strus, you know, ball handlers for the Cavs had some issues, not named Donovan, had some issues with, you know, a lot of that, with their length. And they can really get down, disrupt you on the crossover. Like, they can get at it. They're diving on the floor. You're going to turn the ball over in this series. It's going to happen. But I saw enough good that I'm like, this is what I was looking for. Darius and Evan to have some of those moments. We know what Donovan can do, especially if he's healthy and he looked closer to being healthy. It's not 100%.
Yeah.
Maybe 70. Do you have him at 70%? I know that lift isn't necessarily
70,
there.
75, I'm hoping. And I'm probably being generous. There's probably someone driving in who knows him personally and thinks I'm stupid for saying that.
But
he's probably at 50.
I saw some things that would help me focus on a lot of the things that we were talking about. Would there be those breakthroughs? And I think we're starting to see a little bit of it. And look, it's not going to be, they could sweep the Magic and they're going to go, whatever. They picked the Magic. The Magic are terrible. Yeah, this is part of the reason. They would rather play the Magic than the Miami Heat than the Philadelphia 76ers.
I don't think they're terrible. I think they have a bright future ahead of them. I think that they're going to be a problem here over the next coming years. I really do. Paolo Banchero is obviously a great player. We might know a little bit more because we follow Jake Chapman and everything down there in Orlando. So we might know a little bit more about them than we would a couple of other opponents out there. But if they were to lose to a team that has a bright future ahead of them, then obviously you're hitting every panic button in the world. If you take care of this series, which I think you can now, I think that it buys you a little bit more understanding. It doesn't mean that they can just run everything back or they should run everything back. I don't know if they're going to have a choice to do that. But it's also where you look at things and go, okay, now I can start to see a little bit of the forest for the trees. And we don't need to go crazy on each other. Was it just the Magic? 216-474-0092. We'll get to you guys on that. And apparently I agree with the worst take of the weekend on The Fan. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.